What is good? 91.1 WEDM. It is your boy DJ Rello back. Today is a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. You know, Thursdays is always wonderful, close to Friday, so can't complain, man. But today on Beyond the Classroom, I am here with Miss Crum. How are you doing today, Miss Crum?
I am doing fantastic here the second period.
That's good. That's great. So as some people know, some people may not know, you teach choir here at Warren Central High School.
Well, what got me into choir, I am a Warren Central graduate. I graduated in 2009. And so while I was here, I had done show choir and theater. And I was one of those honors kids who was basically just trying to be active as much as possible. And then after going off to college, not sure what I wanted to do, I thought choir was where I was happiest. So I ended up going to Ball State and graduating with a choir music education degree. And then I've taught at five other schools before ending up back home at Warren Central. So, yeah, it ends up being a lot of choir, but every once in a while a piano class just to shake it up a little bit. So, yeah, it's pretty fun.
So you know how to play the piano?
Okay. Depends on who you ask. If you have a person who's never played piano before, yes, I can play the piano. If you have a person who understands the piano and has been playing themselves, no, I am a novice. I do not play piano very well.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool, though, like playing a piano. Can you play like any other instrument, guitar?
I did have a class in college where we had to play a little bit of the guitar, but I basically learned three chords and then never used it again. Because most people who play the guitar are doing it in a band, or if you're doing it in music education, you're doing it for guitar like players or elementary school. And I've never done elementary school.
Right. Well. So Beyond the Classroom, today on Beyond the Classroom. Beyond the Classroom is a podcast where we just talk about your life beyond the classroom. I'm gonna ask you a couple questions about just life beyond the classroom. What are your hobbies outside of choir?
Well, choir ends up taking up a lot of time just because when you're a choir teacher, you know that your job doesn't go from 7:15 to 2:20 or 2:45. There are a lot of after school activities. But in those times when I don't have choir, basically I'm trying to go out to eat with my brother or other people from the department or other friends that I've got. End up doing a lot of TV and YouTube watching. So right in line with some of the kids talking about Stranger Things when that was new and fresh, and now it's been a bit. So it's just basically catching up on a lot of that media.
I've never watched Stranger Things.
Hold up. What?
I've like never told myself, okay, I'm about to sit down and watch Stranger Things. But I've never watched it. Like, I'm always on another TV show watching it at the time, or I just, like, never watched it. Well, I'm going to watch it one day, though. Yeah. It's just, like, I don't know. I always just look over it for some reason.
I mean, I get it. I first started watching it when it came out because I was teaching at a middle school at the time, and all of those kids were watching it.
Right.
And I watched the first two seasons, and was not impressed. I didn't really want to watch it. But then with the new season coming out and having nothing else on my list of things to watch, I tried to see, well, is the third season good? And it turns out the third season was the best season. So I ended up just getting back into it because of that.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be like right up my alley, though, because I'm like a superhero type of guy. My favorite TV show is The Flash. So I feel like it'd be up my alley, but I just never like took the time to watch Stranger Things.
That's one of my dad's favorite TV shows. He's he loves DC. Yeah. If he has a choice, it's DC versus Marvel. And that kind of lines up with my brothers as well. And I'm the odd man out being a Marvel person.
I like all superheroes, but the DC, The Flash, that's my show. I started watching it probably, I'd say, freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already watched every season of it. It's been like eight seasons, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they come out with another one. Have you heard about All American?
I've not heard about All American.
It's a good show too. It's pretty much like a football show. It's a good show.
Gotcha.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, Flash is one of those that I in theory should have watched because a bunch of those actors were on, like Supergirl also. They were on Glee. And fun fact, those of you who don't know, Glee, Ryan Murphy went to Warren Central. The guy who did, like, is making all of this money working on Glee and American Horror Story, American Crime Story, all of these things, went to Warren Central and kind of has part of his high school experience is just from these walls. So that's kind of crazy. Like, so I should have watched The Flash, having that amount of crossover, but it's just never something I've gotten into.
Oh, yeah, that's wild. But, yeah, like Supergirl, Green Arrow, all those, they're my shows. I can watch those 24/7 if I had to. But I've already watched most of those. So. Mm-hmm.
I think the downfall is that there are now so many seasons, so you know if you want to start it, you're making a long-term commitment versus some of the other new things where a new season is 8, maybe 10 episodes, and so it doesn't feel like as big a commitment to make to try to finish or catch up.
You talked about YouTube. I used to watch YouTube a lot, but like I've grown out of YouTube to like Netflix. And I just don't sit down and watch YouTube as like I used to. And when I did watch YouTube, it would be like over like reptile videos, like reptile rooms, things like that. Because back then when I was younger, I used to like reptiles. I got reptiles. I got a snake and a lizard right now. But back then, yeah, that's all. I used to watch reptile rooms a lot, learned about snakes and all that. It was pretty cool back then, but I grew out of YouTube.
Oh, you were watching for, like, educational purposes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm watching things like The Try Guys and, the other big one is a TV show called Watcher. They're a channel that stemmed from BuzzFeed Unsolved, where they would talk about either the supernatural, whatever stuff, or they would talk about unsolved crimes. Mm-hmm. And so now they do one of my favorite shows on YouTube called Puppet History. And it's literally just a guy with a puppet, and they're talking about just weird moments in history and all of the nuances and things that just make it seem extra crazy versus normal history classes. We end up talking about, you know, the key points. This is why this happened and all of this stuff. These are more so, let's talk about the Donner Party as they traveled across the United States and how they ended up in a horrible situation. And it's just hysterical.
Right. Man, I am. So you said you mentioned your dog. Not a dog. You got a brother. Do you have any like pets? Anybody that lives in a house with you?
Yeah, I actually still live with my parents. Those of you who are adults and you're paying rent and mortgage and all that stuff, you get it as a single person with a teacher pay. But anyway, I do have a dog that lives with me. She is really old. Basically, back when I was a senior in high school, my brother and his girlfriend at the time found this dog in a neighborhood with no collar, nothing, no chip. And so she ended up living with us. She's her name is Minnie. She's a like 11-pound Jack Russell Terrier mix. Mm-hmm. And she's at this point like 15 or 16 years old.
Okay, that's pretty old.
Yeah, there have been a few moments where we're like, okay, is she reaching the end? But then she still ends up being extra jumpy, extra springy, and she keeps just bouncing back if something happens.
Right, that's cool. But yeah, I love my parents. I can't lie. If it's me in the house, it's me, my brother, my mom, and my dad. My older brother, he's 21, I believe. Mm-hmm. 21. So, yeah, he's in the house with us as well.
What's your brother doing?
He works in a factory. I don't know exactly what they do in the factory, but I know he wakes up every morning at the time I do. So,
Listen, factories can be good money.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great job. Like, all more power to him.
Now, yeah, and then my dad, he's in construction. My mother's a nurse. So, yeah. Love my family. I go to school, wrestling. That's pretty much it. I'm trying to work towards a scholarship for wrestling, trying to go to college for wrestling. So I've really just been practicing a lot, talking to a lot of college coaches here and there.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to go to college for besides wrestling, obviously?
I do not know. I think I want to take up something in the media field, though, because of, like, radio and all that. So
that would make sense.
I really don't know yet, though. Like,
you don't have to know.
Yeah.
But some people know. I ask some kids, and they know I want to go study biological blah, 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 something, something. I had a student in choir who, like, junior year. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. She knew what her top three college choices were. She was very intense about it. Meanwhile, I've got kids who've graduated who are coming back and visiting and saying, yeah, I didn't really know what I was going to do. Then I tried communications, but now I'm into nursing. Like, they're all over the place. And that's what college is for. If you, like, if you're smart about it and honest about what you actually want with your life, it's a great option.
Yeah, 100%. I know you're a choir teacher. Is there, like, any music you like? Who's your favorite artist?
Oh, okay, favorite artist. Well, I'm a nerd, so my music tends to boil down to musical theater stuff, tying back to that theater in high school. Current artists that are actually, you know, still around, Kelly Clarkson is a big one, basically because with her TV show, she will take anybody's song and say, it's not yours anymore, it is now mine. And that actually, her, one of her covers that she did inspired part of the Highlights Show Choir show that they're doing for a competition this year.
Okay. Do you like Adele? I like Adele.
I love Adele. I like Adele. The problem is I didn't like her last album all that much. I didn't have a lot of songs that I pulled out that I was like, you've reached me to my core. Because that's the appeal of Adele, is that she, like, is able to tell a story and apply music that goes beyond just the surface level. It starts to make you feel things way deeper. But I didn't get that from this last one. So, yeah, her first three, I have examples of those, like, in all of them. But, yeah, the last one was just kind of, okay.
No, yeah, 100%. I don't think I even looked at the last album she dropped. I just know, like her hit songs.
Mm-hmm.
I like those, so... Yeah, and Rod Wave, he talks about Adele a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's an artist. That's my favorite rapper.
Gotcha.
Some say he's a rapper, some say he isn't, but he's a rapper.
Why would they say he isn't?
Because it's just like the music he makes is like the style. I wouldn't say it was rap, but it is rap. It's weird.
He's genre-defying, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, those are the best artists.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they've made themselves different.
Yeah, that's why.
If you fit the mold too perfectly, then you can be replaced easily.
Yeah, 100%. That's my guy, though, man. He just dropped the album recently. I listen to that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Try to learn every song on the album. But, yeah, I'm a big music guy, too. It's just like music is like somewhere I go. I'm doing work or something. I'm working now. Like, I can just listen to music. Music is a place where I could just, mm-hmm. I can just go listen to music anytime, and it'll brighten me up. It'll brighten my spirits up, really, mm-hmm. honestly.
You know the irony of all of that, because as a choir teacher, the assumption is like, oh, you must listen to music all the time. It makes your life awesome, and it does. However, it's like if you were to work at a fast food place, you're like, it could have been your favorite fast food place, but now that you've seen all of it,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to eat there that often. So it's the same thing with music, where people will be like, okay, you're getting to listen to cool music. I was like, I do. But then when I'm driving home and I'm relaxing at home, I end up listening to like NPR and podcasts or audiobooks, because now that music is more my job, it's harder to make that like a safe, relaxing place, because right. my brain goes back to, would this work for a choir song? How much would be able to get to the rights to it? Because rights are expensive when you're trying to get music. Like when we're looking at choir music for the competition shows, the cost to just get permission to sing the song can run anywhere from like $275 to $425. Mm-hmm. And that's one song. So yeah, like my brain just starts running too much. So that's when I go back to NPR and listening to what's going on in the rest of the world, just for some context.
Yeah. I hate when my mom does that. We're in the car and she listens to like podcasts. I don't know. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't ride and listen to podcasts and all that. Even though I do podcasts and things like that. Like you said, like when you do your job, mm-hmm. you don't want to like sit and just listen to it. Like it's,
yeah, because you're probably judging listening to the sound mixing. You're judging like, what was that lull? What was that question? You don't want to be thinking too much about it.
Yeah, 100%. That just definitely made a lot of sense when I just said it out loud. But what's your favorite food? You cook?
Oh, God, no, I don't cook. I'm not a good cook. No one in my family is a good cook. They might argue that they are, but no, none of us are. So if I'm talking at home, and I've joked about this with my students all the time, my meal, like my go-to meal at home is some Kraft macaroni and cheese with some chicken nuggets and some Mountain Dew. Is it, you know, like healthy at all? Absolutely not. But it feeds my soul. Right. So those are my go-to, like, easy meals. If I'm actually like eating for, you know, extra something, then I'm going to like, I don't know, Longhorn and getting a steak there, or Olive Garden getting some chicken Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
Good choices
there.
That's my
go-to right there. I love Olive Garden. That's my favorite place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite. I like Alfredo.
Yeah.
Tacos is my favorite food, but I like Alfredo 100%.
Do you ever feel guilty, though, saying that, like, Olive Garden is the choice? Because then you've got all the people who talk about Olive Garden's not authentic Italian and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't care. I just eat the food there because I like the food.
Yeah. Well, because it doesn't need to be authentic if it tastes delicious. Stop
100%.
Comparing it to something else, thinking like it's not as good because it's not real. Doesn't have to be real.
Yeah.
I can still enjoy it.
Like you said, your Kraft mac and cheese is still good. It don't have to be homemade mac and cheese or whatever.
Yeah. Why is it orange? We don't know. It's delicious.
100%. So what's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, favorite restaurant. Are we talking fast food or are we talking like sit down and eat?
You can give me both.
Okay, fast food, I'm going to have to say new update because, you know, new this summer was Chick-fil-A. And Eastside, I don't know what it is, but, like, the Eastside Chick-fil-A has way better fries than both, like, Greenwood and North. Like, I think it's because Eastside people understand you got to get to a certain temperature. It's got to be a certain level of hot, but also you got to salt those. I swear, Greenwood does not salt their fries. They're not as good.
I would say maybe it's because they run out of fries a lot, so they have to re-dip. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. I don't work there. Yeah. I know a couple people at Warren Central that work there, though. So,
mm-hmm.
But the time that I went up, one time I went up to East Washington's Chick-fil-A, they got my meal wrong. I don't think I ever got my meal wrong at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So I was a little upset about that.
How complicated is your order?
It's not.
Oh,
I get the spicy chicken sandwich deluxe every time, the meal. It's not that complicated.
How'd they mess it up?
I don't know. I can't even remember what.
You were just so angry.
Yeah, I think they didn't put, like, it wasn't a deluxe. It was just a spicy chicken sandwich.
Gotcha. Maybe that's it. I'm basic. So they're like, this is a super easy order because I just get the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it wasn't the deluxe. And it had the lettuce, the tomatoes, and it had the cheese. So I was like, nah, I can't do this. I got to go back in there.
Yep. As far as other restaurants, I already said Olive Garden, but another one, Applebee's. I like to get their Fiesta Lime Chicken. That stuff is good.
Mm-hmm. You right down my alley. I love Applebee's as well. Applebee's is a place. Let me see. Do I want to give out my secrets? I go to Applebee's on dates because you know they got the 2 for $22s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a cool little date meal that I can afford. I go there and get the little date meal or whatever. But yeah, Applebee's is good. I like their wonton tacos.
Yeah. Well, and especially with inflation right now, you're talking 2 for $22. If you were to try to go to Chick-fil-A with two people, that would be more expensive than your Applebee's meal. But
right.
I'm pretty sure everybody would agree Applebee's is fancier.
Yeah, it's nice up there. I like Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
100%. It's only right, though, to talk about your go-to dessert.
Go-to dessert. Okay, now this one is very specific, and it's back to Olive Garden, and it is the black tie mousse cake. So
delicious.
It's so good. It's basically, you got a layer of chocolate, chocolate cake. You've got a layer of, like, cheesecake, and then the top is a ganache of chocolate and swirls. And it's just this perfect combination of rich but fresh because of the cheesecake layer in the middle that cuts through some of that richness. So good.
Right. My go-to dessert, I say it on every podcast, it's the big cookie with the ice cream on top.
Oh, okay. Does the cookie have to be hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you 100%. Got the ice cream melting all over it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That also sounds delicious.
Anything baked cookies is right up my alley, or brownies, right up my alley.
Okay, so when you're baking it, are you one of those people that actually, like, bakes it all the way? Are you more of like an undercooked person?
I'm an undercook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an undercooked baked cookies. I don't like my baked cookies too hard, or I like them. They can be too soft, but yeah. I don't like them too hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then back to brownies. Are you a corner, side, center? What are you?
All right, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. So listen, when I was younger, I was a middle. I was like a middle pan brownie kind of guy because, like, why I want the corner pieces? Mm-hmm. But then I grew older, and I started to like the corner pieces. It's weird, like, my mom and my dad says this all the time. Like, you grow into stuff and you grow out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a corner brownie kind of guy. I mean, mm-hmm.
I would have expected you would have said middle all the way through since you like that undercooked thing.
Yeah.
Because it's harder to get undercooked on the edge. Basically, that means you got soup in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I grew into liking corner pieces. I don't know. It's just...
Listen, when people start fighting and saying, no, mine's better than yours, like, why are you arguing? Why are you trying to get them to your side so there is less of your option? Let people enjoy what they enjoy. It'll all balance out.
No, yeah.
The brownie 100%. Pan will balance out.
Brownies are great, though. Have you ever had the brownie pizza from Papa John's?
Have I ever had the brownie pizza? Is that the, like... I think I've only ever gotten the cookie pizza.
The cookie pizza.
But I haven't gotten the brownies. Yeah. There was a time where they still had the brookie or the crownie, whichever one you wanted to call it. And that was pretty good. I've tried to make those myself. Did not work out as well.
Yeah. The brownie pizza, it's pretty good. That's one of my go-tos at Papa John's. Yeah, I like pizza, too. Mm-hmm. You like pizza?
Yes.
Pizza.
Are there people that don't?
I think so. Maybe.
That's a question on, like, are you an alien at this point? Because if you don't like pizza, I don't know that you're American.
One time I had a question. It was, one has to go pizza, cheeseburger, tacos, or chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I said pizza.
You said pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
100%.
No,
tacos can't go.
Oh, see, that was my go.
A burger can't go. Like, a burger just cannot go. Tacos cannot go. And chicken. Chicken just it can't. Pizza, I feel like, yeah, I could do without pizza.
I think I love garlic too much. And garlic doesn't really go with the other three.
Right.
So I think I always feel a little guilty because I'm like, tacos would have to go. But that could be I've not found the right taco place.
Right.
Because there are people who love tacos. And I'm just like, I don't know. Because I always end up doing the ground beef ones. And then people are like, you need a steak taco. And I was like, if I'm getting steak, I want just steak. So, just too much thought going into it.
No, 100%. Did you participate in Teach Madness last year?
No, I did not. No. I always feel a little guilty because I did have some radio guys coming by and saying, like, hey, you want to sign up? They came in during my seventh period class, mm-hmm, out of nowhere, saying, you going to sign up? And I said, absolutely not. To which they were very confused because apparently there's this perception that if you're an extracurricular teacher, especially, it's like, oh, kids like you. They take your class by choice. But I have a very small number of students because I have a core of students that I see like two or three times a day. And so that whole like idea of voting and my own personal like ego self-esteem issues, I'd be like, I don't know that I could handle it. So that's just me. Well, maybe I got to work on my confidence.
Hopefully we can get you to participate this year.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Well, stay tuned, guys. You might see Miss Crum and Teach Madness rack up her votes for us. Thank you, Miss Crum, for coming in, having a conversation with me. Glad I got to get to know you a little better.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was awesome.
Of course. And, man, we are done with another podcast. Thank you, Miss Crum, for coming in and spending a little time with us here at 91.1. Hey, guys, go check out other podcasts on our website. We got Anything's Potable, Top 5 with me and DJ Mac. You already know that's my guy. Check out On the Porch with DJ Vail. We got a lot of podcasts. We got a lot of things coming. Keep supporting us. And thank you, man. 91.1 WEDM. It's your boy DJ Rello, and I'm out.